בכבוד.
יהיה פרמישן. יש שבת, יזכור שבת, פרשת פרה. והארי סייז, את חכמים, they made before פסח, four פרשיות, this is the first one was שקלים, last week was זכור, 2 weeks ago. And this Shabbat is Parah, and next Shabbat is Chodesh. The four likewise, Hashem's name has four letters. His Mishkalim was for Yud. Zachor was for Hey. And Parashat Parah is Vav. And he says Vav doesn't mean just because it's the numerical value of the word of the letter Vav is 6. It refers to 6 stages or 6 skies that Hashem has in Shamayim. The Gemara tells us Hashem has 7 skies. And Parashat Parah is 6 skies. It's what it says. And the 6 skies resembled Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef. In this Shabbat, Ari says, use the energy of Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef. Next Shabbat is Rei Malchut, David HaMelech. And then, Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh HaGaulah, redemption. Preparation for redemption, Ari says, as Chachamim decided that we should read those four parshiyot. It's not just a custom to remember Shekalim, to remember Zachor, to remember the Red Cow. It says the accomplishment of those parshiyot is to fulfill Hashem's name. Whatever Chachamim had in mind, to prepare ourselves for Yud Kivavke of Gula, that Chodesh Nisan, the tzuruf of the month is a Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei, as it is being completed by Parashat HaChodesh. And Parashat Parah is very, very important. According to one opinion, Parashat Parah is more important than the Parashat Zachor. Parashat Zachor is a custom, ladies go to the Knesset, but they really don't have to. They never did in Europe or in other countries, never went. It's just now lately, it became like more, if I may say, accustomed to doing. But Tosfot writes, Parashat Parah is Midoraita, is from Hashem. So Parashat Zachor, for sure ladies don't have to come. Parashat Parah, according to Tosfot, ladies have to come to Bet HaKnesset. This is subject to purify ourselves. Somebody was in a funeral cemetery, went to a place with a dead man. In order for him to become pure again, he has to be sprinkled by ashes of the red cow. And the right thing is, if the mission is going to come down, then the people should be pure. So therefore, they say, Parashat Parah, the paragraph, is about how a person should purify himself, should be read. That's what it says, it should be read before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even though that's what it said, you know, the first red cow was done after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, you're going to read Parashat Parah this week, is just for us to understand this on the surface how important it is to be pure in order for us to go into Beit HaMikdash. So Hashem is very strict about Beit HaMikdash. That if somebody went to a cemetery, he cannot go into Beit HaMikdash. If he goes to Shalom, it's correct, Hashem is going to kill him. I says, therefore, Chachamim, Gemara Yerushalmi says, therefore you should know this week's parasha is very, very important, and especially before Chodesh Nisan. It says the Taharatan Shel Israel to tell you how important it is so-called to be pure. That's on the surface. That's what it means. How important it is. And this is something that it's something that's really it's very hard to understand. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept the tablets, the Luchot, he goes up and he hears Hashem. Before he even goes inside, he hears Hashem saying something. So the Gemara says, what did he hear? He heard Hashem is saying the first Mishnah in Masechet Parah. The Mishnah reads like this, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Egla Bashana, Parah Bashnatayim. And especially halacha about the calf, Egla. This calf should, it's nothing to do with the red cow, should be 1 year old. So they found a dead man, they don't know who killed him, so they take a little calf and they killed him. So the Mishnah says, that calf should be 1 year old. It means up to 1 year old. It cannot be over 12 months. Para, but not time. Abeliezer says that a red cow is not kosher unless she is 2 years old. Says the Gemara, Moshe goes up to Shomayim, he hears Hashem saying it. But Hashem is saying something else. And I just say, the way the Mishnah is going to be written, Hashem is saying, Bni Eliezer Omer, my son Eliezer. He says that the cow should be 2 years old. So Moshe Rabbeinu Gemara says, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is this all about? Hashem says, I'll tell you what it is. It's going to be one tzaddik one day. We're talking about a few thousand years later. Because Eliezer was in the time of Second Beit HaMikdash. And my son Eliezer, and he's going to talk about the red cow. So it means the first subject that Moshe heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the red cow. Just for us to understand how important it is, the red cow subject. Actually, the first name being mentioned in the Shas, in the Gemara, in the Mishnayot, is Rabbi Eliezer, this guy. No wonder why. The Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he wrote the Mishnayot, he writes the first Mishnah, Masechet Brachot, so the first person in the Shas is Rabbi Eliezer. Who is this? This is the one that Moshe Rabbeinu heard in Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying things in his name that he's going to say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he talks about the future. He talks about thousands of years later. And it says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this guy a title, my son. My son Eliezer. Of course, the question is, what is, I understand it's important, but how important it is? I would have thought Hashem should say Shema Israel or something, you know, Shabbat. No. Let's go. This is just for us to know how important it is, this subject of the red cow. Here come Chachamim and tell us about this red cow, or the halachot of the red cow. So the Torah tells us, this is Zot Chukat HaTorah, this is the law of the Torah. It's not the first time, it's the only time that Hashem says a statement like this, but says this is the law of the Torah. The Be'er of Bnei Israel should talk to Am Yisrael, Yikhu Elecha, Parah Aduma. Hashem said to Moshe, you go tell Am Yisrael to get you a red cow. What's the name of Moshe? How important it is, the Gemara says, that the first red cow was done in the desert. After this red cow, there were 8 more in the history who made. Whatever the procedure has to go with the red cow, was altogether 9 times. The Rambam said, don't expect number 10 until Mashiach comes. Like a prophecy. The Rambam writes in his commentary, you have a red cow? You should know a red cow is a sign of Mashiach. Sign of Mashiach? Why sign of Mashiach? It's not to be Mashiach. Even after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the second one, still had the ashes of the red cow. But the Gemara said you should know that the first red cow that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu, after they burned it, they put the ashes aside. And every time they made the red cow, they took a little bit of the ashes of the original red cow that Moshe made, they mixed it. And, says the Gemara, the verse is being hidden right now, even in our time. It's someplace around the walls of Yerushalayim. Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to reveal us. Where is this ashes? Like the Gemara says, it's not just the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. from every cow that they burn, the next 8 months also, they put a way next to the walls of Yerushalayim, next to the Choma over there. But the most important thing is the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's so important about it? It's a position. You take a red cow and you slaughter it and you burn it. So, the man says, no. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know the red cow is going to be called after your name. Parato shel Moshe. Moshe, Moshe. Why is it named Moshe? Well, nothing else is being called after Moshe. So comes the Torah and says that Hashem says to Moshe, the Am Yisrael have to bring it to you. So what's me? Me, nothing. Then you have to give it to Aaron. Aaron will slaughter it. And the procedure for that cow starts. So you don't need Moshe over here. You really need Aaron, not Moshe. Aaron is just the Kohen HaGadol. But the hero over here is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is not the hero. Aaron is the hero. He says, no, Moshe is the hero. Ikhu elecha. Bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. What he's supposed to do, the Torah tells us, look, as a procedure, it has to be done that way exactly. In time of the Tamikdash, the first and the second is to take the red cow and bring the red cow on the Olive Mountain, Har Zetim, across. And over there in Har Zetim, where the cemetery is now, on the top, they used to make over there a bonfire. It was a big place. And the Mishnah says, Marbin La'etzim was a special thing. That the more wood you're going to bring is better. It means like this. The red cow, weighs maybe 100 pounds. Then you bring 10,000 pounds of wood. You take the red cow and you slaughter it over there. And after you slaughter it, the Kohen, whoever slaughters it, usually the Kohen used to do it, even though it's not necessary to the masters. So he used to slaughter it, and then he used to take from the blood and sprinkle towards Beit HaMikdash, because if you stand on the Olive Mountain, you see Beit HaMikdash. The Olive Mountain was so-called higher than Beit HaMikdash. So he used to sprinkle, and the Gemara says, Nochach Ne'ol Moed. The Gemara says they had to sprinkle, the coin had to sprinkle towards Beit HaMikdash, inside Beit HaMikdash. Of course, he didn't hit Beit HaMikdash. He is on the other mountain, on the other side. But he sprinkled, and he has to see. Yohan says he was able to see Beit HaMikdash, and he has to aim into the holiest of the holiest. So across from Har Zetim, from the other mountain, you see Beit HaMikdash, and the Kohen had to have it in mind. And 7 times he used to sprinkle with the blood. 7 times. I said, what's so important to sprinkle towards the holiest of the holiest? Why? There's no other sacrifice. I mean, besides sacrifices that you had to bring the blood, but not inside the holiest of the holiest. If the coin had to see, the man says the walls of the Tremendous were a little low, and he was able to look from that mountain and see, if you stand across exactly from the doors that they used to walk inside the Tremendous, they used to walk. From that side into Beit HaMikdash. He used to walk from east to west. He used to walk inside. He says, the coin is to look. He says, okay, you see the opening? Sprinkle. What's important about the sprinkling towards the Holy Spirit? It doesn't matter. It's not an altar or something. No, not. And then, after the slaughter, it burned. But the Gemara says again, the Mishnah says, Marbin La'etzim, Halacha and Rambam, bring as much wood as you can. It's a mitzvah to mingle out the wood. So again, the cow maybe weighs 100 pounds, then you bring 10,000 pounds of wood. I says, it's a special mitzvah. I says, so at the end of the day, that wood, that ashes, the ashes that we're going to have, is wood really. It's nothing. What has to do with anything? Because ashes of a red cow, but the end, red cow is nothing. This is. But 100 pounds of cow, and after the cow is going to get burned, most of the cow is water. So they're going to burn. So you have to burn everything, put the whole cow inside. Again, it's not something unusual, but it's a little bit unusual, a little bit unusual. You don't sacrifice anything out of it. It's only animal that they bring in Beit HaMikdash, they burn the whole thing.
learn the whole thing. And make a very big fire. Very strict. Then Hashem said to throw inside. It's in the Torah. You take a piece of cedar tree and zatar, a zov, and you tie it with the red string, you throw it inside. It sounds like a magic. I said to the Gemara says, so what is the reason for that? A piece of a cedar tree and a little piece of a very small bush, it's called zatar, a zov. I says, yeah, it's to tell you something. As you see, the cedar tree is a very high tree. And the zov, the zatar, is very, very small. This is to tell you, you got to be humble like the zatar. Humble. What red cow has to do with humbleness now? Now, a red cow, the purpose is that if somebody is not pure because he touched a dead person or he was in the room with a dead person or in the cemetery, he's a pure for himself. Okay, I don't understand exactly what it is, but I know the red cow. Okay, the red cow. Okay, fine. So I have to throw inside, see the tree, and then zatar, azov, is to tell you this is to make tell you that you got to be humble. To be humble? It's not to do with humbleness. He went to the funeral. It is nothing to do with the pride. So come to Gemara, I don't know, Rashi brings to Moshe Adarsham, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, what is it all about? I'll tell you what it's all about. The Gemara says, I'll tell you like an example. Likewise, a son of a maid went to the palace and he dirtied the palace. He made the dirt in the palace. So who do you think was going to clean it? The mother. Sister Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The golden calf is the dirt. And the red cow is the mother. It means the golden calf made a major scene. Here you're going to bring the golden calf. You're going to bring the cow. Is the mother, so-called, of the golden calf. And then to tell you that the red cow is something to wipe and clean what the golden calf did. What do you mean? What does it mean exactly? It's a Gemara. It's not just Moshe Adarsham. Rashi brings somebody from the Rishonim come up a little bit before Rashi. 1,000 years ago. That's really a Gemara. It's 2,000 years old. Rabbi Ivo said, you should know this is the secret. That's the palace of a king, was it? How does it fix it? Understand? I said, we did the golden calf. It's a major thing. Comes the Gemara. Every difficulty is that a person has, and every punishment that a person gets, is because of the golden calf. Okay? Now, Hashem says, you take the red cow. The red cow is going to fix it. How the red cow is going to fix it? Not going to fix it. How do you explain like this? The Gemara tells us that the golden calf was made under Har Sinai. While the fire was still going on in Osina, means after Hashem spoke to us and said the Ten Commandments to us, the Torah describes the scenery as a fire over there. The Torah describes that the fire was on for 40 days. And Moshe went up to Shamayim, Moshe went through the fire. And Moshe did not come on time according to our calculation, so we did the golden calf. So the Gemara says, now you are engaged. The Gemara says, Aluva Kala. I said, what you did now, the Gemara says, that's the worst thing in the world. That you got engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Ten Commandments. Look, you did the golden calf. Okay? So that's what the Gemara means, that the son of the maid, and the maid's son went and he made dirt. In the palace? Where's the palace? Yes. Har Sinai is the palace. So now the red cow has to come and clean it. How is it going to clean it? It's not going to clean it. So the Gemara Chachamim tells like this. But actually what the golden calf did is the major thing. The Gemara says like this. When a person does a sin, what really is going to happen
that he produces bad energy, like a black cloud. Actually, you can tell on a person. When he does a mitzvah, you see fire on him. The Gemara says. And Chas Shalom, somebody does a sin, he has a black cloud on him. That black cloud is being created from the sin of the person. The Gemara says, I want to tell you something. And I says, how is it, what is really the secret behind over here? That the person all of a sudden does a sin. The person is religious, he knows about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, it's only one excuse and a reason why a person does something bad. Says, it means a stupid wind when he's hiding. Otherwise, he cannot do a sin. He's a normal person. He knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why should he do a sin? He says, you know what? He breathed. He breathed something bad inside his nose. Even the nose is responsible for everything. The one says Mashiach will come. One of the tests, they're going to ask Mashiach, they're going to bring two people in front of Mashiach, and they're going to have an argument. And the one says, they're going to ask Mashiach, so who is right? And if Mashiach would know who is right, Barichu b'Yirat Hashem. And the nose has tremendous power to smell who is right, who is wrong. So what do you mean? How do you smell it? And it says, because the two people stand in front of the person, so the guy that is a liar, so you smell from him, from that side, it says, bad smell. An odor, bad smell. And then from the other guy, you smell a good smell. So the nose has tremendous power. It says the Gemara, that the energy of a scene, what it does, really, It produces, we may say, a bad smell. But that smell is accompanied by a cloud, a black cloud. Gemara says, that's what happened. When somebody does a sin, really, how did you come to do the sin? Gemara says, because you breathed something. Gemara says, the stories, people went off the path because they smelled wrong smell. I said, Menashe, his mother was walking on the street, used to smell the spices, what those people do, you know, on the streets, what kind of spices. Other people in the Gemara said the same. So the golden calf, the Chachamim say, what they did the golden calf, it's not the sin. Yeah, it's stupidity. He pointed on the golden calf and said, it's our God. No. Because we said what we said, and then we danced around it, we kissed it, and we sacrificed on it, we produced major, what we call in America, pollution. Pollution. That's a spiritual pollution. That pollution, that polluted air, is still there. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, the Gemara says, when a person does a sin, he's going to get punished. The Gemara says, any student below head, so somebody has any kind of difficulties, this is because he did something. Don't say, I suffer. Don't say, this life, life before. Any student below head, there's no such thing. You have some kind of difficulties, you didn't be innocent. You did something you did. I said, how did I do it? You go to the golden calf. The man says, that thing that we did, that's because we did it so called in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the problem. Like the Gemara says, this is the son of the maid. He made dirt in the palace. Where's the palace? Under Har Sinai. Under Har Sinai is the palace. Hashem was there. And the fire is still on. It means Hashem is there. Hashem is the fire. I said, what did you do with the golden calf? You know what you did now? You polluted the air of the world. Therefore, the Gemara says, a person does a sin. Is well, how did he get a sin? One says, Nichnasabu washtut. To the nose. To the nose, you smelled. You breathed. What did you breathe? Polluted air. Now the Gemara says, okay, now I understand you. Can you tell me what's the red cow? How the red cow is going to clear it? You just told me that the red cow has to clear the dirt. How is it clear? It's not going to clear. The Gemara says, look, this is what the red cow will do. You read the parasha, so the red cow will clear it. It goes like this.
continue, the Gemara says, the Moshe came down from Mount Sinai after he did the golden calf, after 80 days later, he came on Yom Kippur with second tablets. He says, Hashem told me to tell you to do a Mishkan. To do a Mishkan. So, he said, Mishkan is so called the kapara on the golden calf. That's the kapara on the golden calf. Well, since we donated gold to the golden calf, the major part of the Mishkan was gold, important. So we can donate gold, it sounds like a kapara. Okay. He said, no. What it means is much deeper. Since the world is polluted, Hashem wants we should build for him, a secured shelter. He wants to be inside. This is the power of Beit HaMikdash, the power of Beit HaMikdash. As the Torah says, and then it says in the Navi, Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim could not go inside Beit HaMikdash when Shlomo built the Mishkan in Moshe, and now could not go inside. The Torah says, what is it? The Torah says, look, Hashem created this world, he decided he wants to be here. Hashem wants to be here. And what happened was, Adam Hashem ate from the tree. Okay? So you read the Torah, you think, oh, a major thing. This is a joke. It's a joke. So he ate from the tree, so what? The Gemara says, you know what happened? Hashem lifted himself up one flight. Adam Hashem ate from the tree. Then Cain killed Hevel, Hashem killed himself another flight. Then Dor HaNosh another flight. Dor HaMabul another flight. Dor HaPlaga another flight. Dor HaZom another flight. And then the way they behave in Egypt, another flight. It means like this. It means Hashem cannot be in a place that has the bad energy. The Gemara tells us Menashe put a statue in the holiest of the holiest. First he made the statue with one face. So Menashe, I don't know how he get it, how come he didn't die? He was able to see that in the holiest of the holiest, the first Beit HaMikdash, that the Shekhinah moved another side. Hashem did not go out yet. Then he went, it's Rosh HaMerusha at the time. He made a statue with four faces. He put in Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiest of the holiest. Hashem left. Hashem said, you don't want me here. What do you mean Hashem? What do you mean? Hashem cannot dwell in a dirty place. That's why Hashem does not want anybody that is not pure to come to Beit HaMikdash. Because Hashem is going to leave. So what it means, the Gemara says, look how the history goes, the Gemara says, look, Adam Hashem ate from the tree. Then from the tree, Hashem said, I can't stay here. What do you mean Hashem says? I cannot stay in a place that has a bad energy. Since Adam Hashem did not follow the instructions, since he did not listen, he created pollution, and Hashem said, I can't be here. Hashem lifted himself one flight. After Cain killed Hevel, the sin is so big that Hashem had to lift himself another flight. Then Dor HaNosh started to do Avodah Zarah, Hashem lifted himself another flight. It means Hashem runs away. He escapes polluted place. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. So that's how the world started to go down. Comes the Gemara and says, until Abraham Avinu, Hashem was up. Came Abraham and was able to take a Kadosh Baruch Hu one flight down. Yitzchak, another flight. Yaakov, another flight. Levi, another flight. Kehat, another one. Amram, another one. Here comes Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayed Hashem on Har Sinai. You see, now you read the Torah, you see, Torah says, you, Hashem came down on Har Sinai. The Torah says, you should know, Hashem is going to come down again, and Mashiach will come on the Olive Mountain.
Amen.
It means a person has to know, the Gemara says, that Hashem wants to be here. And when you do a sin, you push the Kadosh Baruch Hu away from him. Even though the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Hashem tam tochtu matam, Hashem dwells, even though that people are tamed, the Gemara says, but this is different energy. The Rambam says, this Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, up and down, all over, you pray to Hashem. But it seems concentrate energy of Hashem. That kind of energy of Hashem was first in Gan Eden, and Hashem lifted himself up, and then eventually in Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, what happened, it says in the Torah that Hashem came down. On Har Sinai is not a story that Hashem came down. It means that finally Hashem is coming down. Says the Gemara, on Har Sinai, when we said, Naseh v'nishma, so Hashem decided to come down.
after Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and then Levi, and Kat, and Amram, Hashem tells Moshe, now you see, I'm going to come down, everybody should believe in you, because this is the test. The Gemara says, at the end, when Moshe will come, we'll be able to point and say, here, Hashem is here, Hashem is here. I says, that's the goal. I says, it's our fault, of course. We chase HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the sins we did. And again, Dari says, it's not Dora Mabul, it's not Dora Fagadov. It's we are the people in the Mabul. We are the one that built the tower. We are the one that was known. We the one that came down to Egypt. Dari says, but your job is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. So, I mean, you have to invite him back. It says, we don't invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it, the Kavanah, we have to in 18. If you say, Tivni Yerushalayim Irach, I say, he says, we have to tell him, we want you back. Because Hashem, when he created this world, he decided the main thing he wants to dwell here, not in the Shammai. The Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, he doesn't even go to his house upstairs. Hashem cries, this is the purpose of Tikkun Chatzot. This is something crucial. The person never go to sleep without saying Tikkun Chatzot. And says, because Chatzot means, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you back. I says, what do you mean, you want him back? Because it's obligation, because you chased him. Because what you did, the golden calf, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, finally, says, the Gemara says, the situation in Shamayim, when Hashem came down on our Sinai, was exactly the same situation on creation. Yom HaShishi Vayichulu al Shamayim Va'aretz. Gemara says, Paskar Zohar Matan. I said, Am Yisrael reached the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin. It means Hashem is back. So the mistake that we did the golden calf that produced this pollution that chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu back upstairs. The goal is to bring him down, and the red cow is going to bring him down. That's what the Gemara says. We dirtied the palace. And the red cow has to clean it. It means, we dirty. What do you mean? What did you do? I said, we did what Adam HaRishon did. What did you do? Adam HaRishon, he did something, he didn't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Shekhinah left earth, and says, then, Abraham started, and bring it down, finally on our Sinai. So now, again, we did the golden calf, again the Shekhinah lifted it. Hashem said, you know, you put for me, a small, Kiton, the Gemara says, a small room. This is Kodesh HaKodeshim. I'm going to squeeze myself inside. Therefore, the Gemara says, Kohen HaGadol is to go once a year, is to prepare himself for 7 days. He is to say, Beit HaMikdash, is to be pure. This is to Yom Kippur comes, is to go to Kodesh HaKodeshim. If he's not 100%, he's going to die. Why is he going to die? Because you come, you invaded. You come into Hashem's private room. Kodesh Kodeshim, because Hashem hides over there. Because Hashem cannot be outside. It's the purpose of the Mishkan. What Hashem made in the Mishkan, a small room, and in Beit HaMikdash, what he needed, a small room, it's not to do with the Luchot. No, the Luchot, because Hashem is there, he wants the Luchot. It's not holy because of the Luchot. It's holy because Hashem is there. Now, if you come inside and you're not prepared, and you're not on the level, so you went into the room of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not pure, you're going to die. They used to pull them out with a chain on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur. He died. He says, what is it? What did he do? He went in the palace again. Something like Adam HaRishon was in the palace of Hashem in Canada. Something like we were on our Sinai in the palace of Hashem. And we did something bad. That's why Hashem said he wants to kill everybody. He said, What did you do? That's a golden calf. He said, you polluted there. That's what Gemara says. The whole tragedy of this world is a golden calf forever. I says, the solution is a golden calf. Okay? The Rambam says, this is the solution, I'm sorry, is the red cow. I says, the red cow, the Rambam says, listen, Mashiach will come. You have to make the 10th red cow, then Mashiach comes. You see, a red cow is never stand for Mashiach. So what is it all about? So come to Gemara, says, I want to explain to you. What does the red cow do? He says, come, say, Parashat Parah. Hashem said, you know, come to Beit HaKnesset, Doraita, according to Tosfot, Hashem wants you to come to Beit HaKnesset, take the Torah out and read. She takes the Torah out and read about the red cow. I don't understand why I have to take the Torah out. Why I have to take it red? Hashem wants me to learn about the red cow. Okay, I'll learn. Shabbat, I'll take the Mishnayot, Masechet Parah, Rambam, Melchot Parah, Aduma, I'll learn. I said, no, you have to come to Beit HaKnesset. It's Doraita. According to Tosfot, it's Doraita. Hashem wants you to Beit HaKnesset. I said, "That's what I'm saying." I said, "To read the Torah." So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "What is really the root of the red cow?" The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Sodom. And he came with a statement to Hashem. He told Hashem, "Please listen, Mechila, forgive me. I am Afar Va'efer. I am soil and ashes." Says the Gemara, "What did Avraham Avinu, what do you say, you ashes? What are ashes?" The Gemara says, "Avraham Avinu tells Hashem, listen, I know I'm ashes. Because when Avraham was 48 years old, Nimrod made a fire in the center of Ur. And called this town, made a tremendous bonfire. And he threw Avraham Avinu inside. Avraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ashes." Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. If somebody survives such a thing, comes out of a fire, should go outside, maybe State of the Union, look at him, an angel, Bekobal, came outside the fire. Avraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu the opposite. I'm ashes. All my life, I'm ashes. He says, what is it? And it says, down to earth, humbleness, nothing. Says the Gemara, Eloh Elokei Shamayim V'aretz Bibaram. Says the Gemara, says he should know, with all the respect to Adam HaRishon, the world was created because of Avraham Avinu. Simple explanation, you know, Avraham Avinu. He said, no. The sin that Adam HaRishon ate from the tree is not just because he ate from the tree. The Torah tells us that the discussion dialogue between Hashem and Adam HaRishon said, did you eat from the tree? He said, my wife. So the Gemara says, Hashem asked Adam HaRishon, do you regret that you ate? He said, no. Hashem said, so what are you planning to do? Echalti bo chalod. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with such a chutzpah, Israeli chutzpah. Echalti bo chalod. I'm going to eat more. He said, that's what it is. Out of Gan Eden. The Gemara says, why did Hashem have to discuss with Adam HaRishon? Hashem told him, before you eat, you're going to die. And Hashem is talking to him. Hashem, because Hashem wanted to open him the gate of Teshuva. If he would say, I regret, it would be the Mashiach, it would be in Gan Eden. So why are you not in Gan Eden today? Because of the pride, the Gemara says. The pride of Adam HaRishon. The pride he did not want to say he's doing Teshuva. And the pride that he said he's going to eat more, the chutzpah, for this Hashem chased him out of Gan Eden. That pride has to be fixed. So how are you going to fix it? Says the Gemara, Ele toldot Hashemayim v'aretz bi'Baram, al tomei Baram, ela b'Avraham. Says the Gemara, says, Hashem writes in the Torah, in the second chapter in the Torah, it says, those are the things, the descendants of the Shemayim v'aretz, Behi Baram, and Hashem created it. The Gemara says, not then Hashem created. Don't say the word Behi Baram, say b'Avraham. Avraham Avinu, this is the goal of this world. So what is this? The humbleness of Avraham Avinu is going to correct the pride of Adam HaRishon. The downfall of this world is pride. The medicine or the goal of this world is the humbleness. And the humbleness of Avraham Avinu, this is how Hashem is going to start the world again. So it means like this, the Gemara says. Look, when Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, Hashem lifted himself one flight up. Because he cannot be next to him. The world is polluted. Hashem hates and he cannot tolerate pride. And then Hashem went up and up and up and up. And Avraham Avinu is going to be the first one to be able to bring Hashem down. Yitzchak the second, and then Yaakov says, what is the root of all these people? The root of those people is humbleness. So Avraham Avinu, with his humbleness, he is going to be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. The Gemara says, you want to know something? When Abraham said, I'm Eshes, Hashem said, Bizchut, you said, in the marriage, you said, Eshes, that you feel Eshes, I'm going to give Am Yisrael the red cow. So the root of the red cow is the humbleness of Abraham Avinu. Therefore, you understand, maybe, what the Torah tells you, what the Gemara says, you make a tremendous amount of wood. And then you're going to take the red cow, you're going to throw it inside. And you're going to burn. I said, what is it all about? I said, though the ashes of that fire, this is a very important thing. Then you take the ashes, and you're going to sprinkle it on water that comes from the spring, and then you're going to sprinkle it on the person, and it becomes pure. What is this? This is spooky. This is a magic. No, you don't understand. The ashes of the red cow, this is Abraham Avinu. We got that mitzvah of red cow because of Abraham. What Abraham has to do with anything? Abraham was thrown into a fire. That Nimrod made a tremendous fire. As the Mishnah said, Mavim Naitzim, bring a lot of wood. Go take the small cow, throw it inside, and then make a fire. It says nothing is left from that. It's true. But what's going to happen? It's going to be ashes. This is the ashes from what? This is mainly from the wood. What do you call ashes of red cow? Yeah, because red cow means Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says. Because Avraham Avinu said, I'm ashes. That's what Avraham Avinu tried to save Sdom, because of ashes. And it says the world is standing on Avraham Avinu, on the ashes of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, the humbleness of Avraham Avinu, therefore the Torah tells us, you throw into the fire Ezov. You try a piece of cedar tree and a piece of za'atar, a very small bush. You tie it with the red string. So Gemara says, what is it all about? Gemara says, they told you something that if you're a very proud person, you should be humble. I said, what humbleness has to do with red cow? He said, no sin. The whole red cow is humbleness. The whole red cow is because of Avraham Avinu was so humble. Still, we don't understand what it means exactly. So what humbleness has to do with it? So the Gemara says, Ekev anava yirat Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells Am Yisrael before he dies. If you want to know what Hashem wants from you, Hashem wants you to keep Lirat Hashem Elokech, Avata Yisrael, do Teshuvah. And you have one thing Hashem wants from you, to have Yirat Shamayim, fear of God. So the Gemara says, it's such a small thing. The Gemara says, it's a very small thing for Moshe. Moshe said, it's nothing. Moshe said, it's nothing. But for everybody, it's very hard. Chaim said, no, you don't understand, you didn't get it. Ekev anava yirat Hashem. Instead, you should know, Shlomo HaMelech says, the hill of the humbleness is fear of Hashem. Moshe said, what Hashem wants from you is fear. I said, how do I get fear? If you're humble, you have fear. Adam HaRishon had no fear of Hashem because of his pride. Am Yisrael had no fear of Hashem. They killed Hur under Har Sinai. When Hur gave them Musa, they killed him. Am Yisrael killed Zechariah Navi and Beit HaMikdash and Yom Kippur because they gave them a Musa. I say, you don't want to listen, it means pride. I says the goal is to accept Musar and not to hate the person who gives you Musar. I says because the whole thing is pride. The world was destroyed because of pride. Golden calf is the root of golden calf is lack of fear of Hashem. And lack of fear of Hashem means lack of humbleness. Because Ekev Anavai Rat Hashem, the heel of humbleness is fear of Hashem. Hashem, Moshe said, he only wants from you to have fear, nothing else. What does it mean? He says, you have to be humble. So of course, the Gemara says, this, look at, what do you say about Moshe? The Torah says, Aish Moshe anav meod, mikol adam asher pnei adamah. The Torah says, Moshe is the most humble from all the man. Which man? Talking Adam HaRishon. It says, Moshe was able to fix what Adam HaRishon did. Adam HaRishon so-called threw HaKadosh Baruch Hu up one flight, and then Hashem went climb up another one. And then Avraham Avinu was the first one who was able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down one flight. Eventually, Mahamad Har Sinai, Moshe brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way down on Har Sinai. Why? Because Moshe is humble. So what if Moshe is humble? It means if you're humble, you have fear of Hashem. So fear of Hashem fixed it. But you can say, oh, you see this, the golden calf. The whole golden calf is to fix. I'm sorry. The whole red cow is to fix the golden calf. What do you mean? The golden calf means this was the Ramadan of pride. I said, what he did? Polluted there. How are you going to clean it? You clean it only with humbleness. With humbleness, you don't say nothing. And you don't answer. But the Gemara says, the whole world stands and somebody closes his mouth. And so what is it?
because this world was destroyed by Adam HaRishon first, and then by us. He came to Aaron, he said, Ramat, we want a leader, then with the Meraglim, Moshe, we demanded spies, we sent outside. It says, your job is close your mouth tight. Ma'omanato shel Adam ha'olam hazeh yaseh ma'atzmo ilem, the Gemara says, you know what your job is? Close your mouth, completely. So what if I close my mouth? What's close my mouth? Close your mouth, praise Malchut. It says, the way you close your mouth, it shows that you're humble. It shows that you have fear of Hashem. It says, the polluted world is because of pride. It was from our mouth, Adam HaRishon, and Am Yisrael. The golden calf is b'shut Avraham Avinu. It's humbleness. It's humbleness. It's not his humbleness. His humbleness is just a sign that he has fear of Hashem. A fear of Hashem. Rebbe Lupian brings in his book, he said, see how, what does it mean to have fear? Everybody says, I'm afraid of Hashem. Rebbe Lupian brings Nikolai in Russia. Everybody was so scared of him. It was a scary thing. The Jews, So one guy in Russia made the first highway. About almost 100 years ago. So Nikolai invited him to the Kremlin. It was that time, it was the Kremlin, it was in Leningrad. Leningrad at the time was the capital. So he came to the palace. He used to shoot cannons, Nikolai, wherever he went. It was a disaster with him, dictator. So they invited this guy to meet, and Nikolai said he wants to thank him. So Rebbe Lupian brings in his book that the guy walked inside the office and he saw Nikolai. He was so scared from him, so frightened, that he couldn't speak, and he became mute for the rest of his life. From being scared of this animal, Nikolai. That's how much we have. We say, Hashem's protective task. Before we do Shmones, we say, Hashem, please open my mouth. That really a person should be afraid to open his mouth. That means it's called Yirat Shamayim. It means you're fearful. It means that. It means you're humble. So he comes at the spot and says, listen, Parashat Parais Doraita. And he says, listen, the Metakner said, you come, you listen. He said, you have to have a Torah. So why need a Torah? Because to remind you that on our Sinai you made the dirt. When Hashem gave us the Torah, you made the dirt. The rest are supposed to clear the dirt by being like Avraham Avinu, humble. By having your Shemayim, that's going to clear the pollution. That's the only thing that's going to clear the pollution. I said, by the way, Hashem said to Moshe, tell him to bring the red cow to you. He says, about the ashes of the first red cow that Moshe was always kept, and always they use it, mix it with all the other red cows. I said, what Moshe has to do with anything? Moshe is the raw mother of humbleness. The Rambam says, anybody can be like Moshe, says the Rambam. He says, anybody can be like Moshe? Yeah. You can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what it means is you should have fear of Hashem like Moshe. How? If you try to be humble down to earth, says the Rambam, you'll be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Chashalom in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu or in the knowledge. But what does Hashem want from you? Hashem wants you to walk. Do we tell him Chacham? No. Hashem wants you to have fear. That's what Moshe said. I said, the Gemara said, Moshe, big deal, Moshe. I said, no, not a big deal. It's very easy. If you be humble, you have the fear. It's not that Hashem demands from you something you cannot do. The main thing is down to earth. The world stands on it. The Gemara says this is the whole earth cow is Avraham Avinu. The whole earth cow is to clear the pollution. The polluted earth that we created with our pride, that's our problem. Hashem said, you take the Torah out, Shabbat, read the Torah. I said, why need the Torah? I said, to remember, listen, while Hashem gave you the Torah, then you polluted the earth, you did the golden calf. Now, we delivered cow. He says, bring it to Moshe. He says, bring it to Moshe. And go and make a big fire, like Avraham Avinu was the master of the Roman of humbleness, and throw into the fire this little bush. Dissolve. They tell you, that's the purpose of the red cow. That's how it clears the scene. That's when a person, Chas Shalom, is Tameh, is being cleared by that act of sprinkle. You have to sprinkle, and you have to stand on Har HaZeitim. El Pnei Moed, he has to look inside the holiest of the holiest. Why? Not because of the holiest, because this is so-called Hashem is in jail over there.
Hashem is inside there. Hashem doesn't want to be inside there. Hashem wants Melochol Atzkos, he wants all to be all around. But the world is polluted. So when you slaughter the red cow, you sprinkle. And the Gemara says you have to look. It's Torah, you have to look. Where are you looking? You have to look inside, holiest of the holiest. It says, Hashem, we want you on the Mabem Minam.
Amen.